and pressing on the upward way, new heights I'm gaining every day. Still praying as I'm onward bound, Lord, let my feet on higher ground. Lord, lift me up and let me stand.
It's time once again for It's a Good Life. Please join us as Dr. Lewis Woodard teaches and preaches from the King James Bible. Our prayer for you is that this program will help lift you to higher ground with our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Now, Dr. Woodard.
Well, it is a good life serving the Lord. And I've said this so many times, it's not only a good life, it's a great life. It's the best life that a person could ever hope to have. And our hope is, of course, in our Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ. That hope is faith. We serve God by faith. And as we serve Him, we know that one day we're going to see the Lord Jesus Christ personally, because He's the one who has saved us. And I've said this many times as well, the first face I would like to see when I get there, when I get to be in heaven, I believe I would like to see the Lord Jesus Christ first. Why? Because He first loved me. He gave Himself for me that I could have eternal life, and I don't have to worry about the life hereafter, because I only have joy thinking of that, because I have eternal life, and that life is going to be with my Heavenly Father and with my Savior, Jesus Christ. Well, last time we looked at Ephesians chapter 5 and verse 15, prayerfully, we're going to get into Ephesians 5:16 this time. But in Ephesians 5:15, it says, "See then that you walk circumspectly, not as fools, but as wise." And there's many verses in the Word of God that bear this out, that we're to walk wisely. Proverbs 1:5 says, "A wise man will hear and will increase learning, and a man of understanding shall attain unto wise counsels." Proverbs 3:35, "The wise shall inherit glory, but shame shall be the promotion of fools." I certainly want to have people look at me and not look at me as a fool, the things that I do and say, so therefore I want to be the wise person. And that person, according to Proverbs 8:33, says, "Hear instruction and be wise and refuse it not." I receive instruction from the Word of God. And when I receive that instruction, I am built up in the Lord Jesus Christ. In other words, I gain more knowledge. I gain more of the things that He wants me to know. I want to hear the instruction of the Lord. And the way I do that is to get into the Word of God. Psalm chapter 1, verses 1 and 2 says, "Blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor standeth in the way of sinners." Don't be as the ungodly. Don't listen to them. Don't walk like them. And it says, "Nor sitteth in the seat of the scornful, but his delight," this is the man that walks not in his own counsel, or the counsel of the ungodly. The wise man, his delight is in the law of the Lord, the Word of God. This is God's Word. "And in his law," that's God's Word, "doth he meditate day and night." We need to stay in the Word of God and let the Word of God dwell in us richly, that we are wise, and we're wise to do that. And the more you study the Word of God, the wiser you become, not in the things of this world, but in the things of God. And I've discovered the more you become wise and you know the things of God, the things of this world, we spot those things that are harmful to us as Christians and as to human beings, because God leads us and guides us. Well, the bottom line is this: do not be as the unsaved, who believe in themselves instead of God, and that is in the person of Jesus Christ. Proverbs 14:12 says, "There is a way which seemeth right unto a man, but the end thereof are the ways of death." We should not listen to ourselves as such. We should not go the way that I as a human being thinks I should go, but I need to go the way God says to go. Proverbs 12:28 says, "In the way of righteousness is life." He is all righteous. In His way is the righteousness of life. In the way of righteousness is life, and in the pathway thereof there is no death. I have been given the knowledge of knowing by studying the Word of God that although this old body is going to die one day, my soul will live on forever and forever and forever and forever. I have eternal life. I received that eternal life once I received Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior. Now, I may have made mention of this last time we were together. I would say this again. We who are saved are in the way of righteousness. So therefore, we are to walk the walk and talk the talk of God. And the only way we can do that is to stay in His Word. And we've passed from death unto life through the righteousness of Christ, not on our own. You see, there is no death, no separation from God for those of us who know Christ as Savior. We are on the path of the righteousness that our God, Jesus Christ, has given us the privilege of walking on and in. And when we approach the end of that path, the path of this life, we shall see the lights of glory. That's something that would make a Baptist shout for glory, to make a Baptist shout, because there's only glory waiting for us. And I believe the Bible teaches that as we close our eyes in death, we wake up, we see the lights of glory. And I always have to say this as well, when we go to sleep as such, the Bible talks about that. It likens a person who is saved when they die, when this body dies, it likens it unto sleep. In other words, it's like we fall asleep and wake up to the lights of glory. Now, don't get this idea that when a saved person dies, when the breath of life leaves the person, that they're going to sleep until something happens, until they're awakened. Well, that's not the way it is. I believe almost immediately after this breath of life leaves us, we awake, as the Bible shows us. I think that it's instantaneous that we wake up and we are in glory. And that doesn't take me long to realize that that's the truth, because when Jesus comes back in the clouds for the church, for we who are saved during this age, He's going to descend from heaven with a shout, with the voice of the archangel. And it says that we are going to be changed in what? In the twinkling of an eye. It's so quick that man can't even see that. It happens so fast. And I believe that's the way it is when we leave this life right now. When the body dies, I believe it's instantaneous that we are with our Lord Jesus Christ. Well, that's Ephesians chapter 5 and verse 15. But what I'd like to do now is read that verse, chapter 5 and verse 15 of Ephesians, with Ephesians 5:16. We'll work them together here, read them together. Verse 15 says, "See then that you walk circumspectly, not as fools, but as wise." And then it tells us that we're to redeem the time. Ephesians 5:16, redeeming the time. Why? Because the days are evil. There's so much in this verse, and actually there's so much in every verse of the Word of God, but it seems that some verses just say so much to us that it's hard to get away from it. And we're going to spend just a few minutes now on verse 16. And verse 15 talks about circumspectly walking. When we walk circumspectly, and that means carefully, not as the foolish, and then as wise people, we redeem. And that word redeem means to buy back. We as wise people, we redeem. We use time wisely, realizing what? That the time we live in is evil, sinful. That's what verse 16 of Ephesians 5 says, redeeming the time. Why? Because the days are evil. And notice Proverbs chapter 3 and verse 7. Be not wise in thine own eyes. Fear the Lord and depart from evil. In other words, be wise. Don't do as you think, but fear the Lord and get away from evil. Once again, we're to be the wise person. Proverbs 14:16 says, "A wise man feareth and departeth from evil, but the fool rageth and is confident." Well, the wise person fears evil, according to that, and gets away from it. But the fool, instead of getting away from sin, that's evil, is very passionate, enthusiastic, and positive about it. That is, positive about sin. In other words, they rush to it. Verse 16 says, "Redeeming the time." Well, let's look at the word time for a few moments here. What should we think about time? Well, there are two words in the New Testament. Both of these words are translated time. There's two words. But they mean very different things. One of them, is the more common, simply implies the succession of moments or periods. And the other, which is seen here in verse 16, means a definite portion of time in which a definite work or happening belongs. Well, sometimes the word time is translated season, and sometimes opportunity. And both of these renderings of the word time occur in direct closeness in the epistle to the Galatians, where Paul the Apostle says, "As we have therefore opportunity, let us do good unto all men." In other words, there's time, therefore, because of this time, let us do good unto all men, especially unto them who are of the household of faith. Galatians chapter 6 and verse 10 says that. And again, it's working side by side with the other word, season. Remember, the first word we're talking about here is opportunity. Now, that works with the word season. And in Acts of the Apostles, where we read the Christ's words, it says, "And he," that's Christ, "said unto them, It is not for you to know the times or the seasons which the Lord, which the Father hath put in his own power." Acts chapter 1, verse 7. Well, the word season simply indicates the succession of periods of time within a time frame. For example, spring, summer, fall, and winter. We're all familiar with those terms, with those words, and those seasons. You see, Solomon puts it this way. He says, "The flowers appear on the earth. The time of the singing of birds is come, and the voice of the turtle," that means the turtle dove, the bird, "is heard in our land." That's Song of Solomon, chapter 2 and verse 12. And then Solomon goes on to say, "To everything there is a season, and a time to every purpose under the heaven." Ecclesiastes chapter 3 and verse 1. Well, Isaiah has something to say about it as well in Isaiah chapter 50 and verse 4, where it says, "The Lord God hath given me the tongue of the learned," or the learned, "that I should know how to speak a word," what? "In season." In other words, the right time. He says that I should know how to speak a word in season to him that is weary. He wakeneth morning by morning. He wakeneth mine ear to hear as the learned. Well, you see, I believe what Isaiah, under the inspiration of God, is saying is that there are times when certain things can be done accordingly. In other words, properly. When it is time. And it's time right now for you to turn to the Lord Jesus Christ. It's time right now for you to open the Word of God and study it. Get into the Word of God and let Christ dwell in you richly through the Word. First, you must know Him as Lord and Savior to get everything out of the Word that He wants to give you. But He wants to give you eternal life by trusting Him as Savior, first of all, asking Him to come into your heart. Saved person, get serious with God. Let God lead and guide you through His Word and through prayer.
You have been listening to It's a Good Life with Dr. Lewis Woodard. We trust you have been blessed. More biblical teaching about the Christian life can be found by visiting our websites, lrwm.org or itsagoodliferadio.com. We would love to hear from you today. Our email address is life@lrwm.org. This is Doug Anderson reminding you that it's a good life serving the Lord. May the Lord bless you richly is our prayer.